In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. What wonderful days we celebrate. Unfortunately, they come and they go, and they will be gone, and they will be a memory until next year when we celebrate them again, if God so will. But in addition to the fact that we are celebrating the last days before Christmas with the O antiphons that delineate these holy days in this rite at Vespers and the antiphon before the Magnificat, the Canticle of Our Lady, and in the Pauline rite, right before the Gospel, which I wish we could do that too, because it is, there's such beautiful, beautiful invocations, all from the Old Testament, that predict the coming of the Messiah. And he is about to come. And in fact, today, in ancient calendars, in particular, of very, very great importance, it was in Spain, in the Iberian Peninsula, in the Mozarabic liturgy of the church in Spain, which later on gave way to the Roman liturgy. And that happened in many countries. In Ireland, St. Patrick had a very hard time with the Irish because they did not want to convert to the Roman liturgy. They wanted to stay in the own Irish liturgy. Every country had their own liturgy. And little by little, the church embraced all of the nations in the West. In Spain, in the 7th century, the 11th Council of Toledo, now imagine how developed and strong the church was in Spain at that time already, that in 665 or something, they already had the 11th Council of Toledo. And it was there, and at that time, that the feast of today, which is now pretty much forgotten, but we are not going to forget it, was made. It was so important that when they eventually went to the Roman Rite, they made a pact with the Vatican. We will do this only if you allow us to keep this feast of December the 18th. It is a feast of the sacred expectation of the Blessed Mother. And of course, that's why we have all throughout. Today is O Adonai. And so we see these wonderful mysteries. And one of the things that is very important that I was reading earlier today about the feast of today, the holy expectations of the Blessed Mother, she's about to give birth. Imagine what she must have felt like. Any mother that is about to give birth, of course, in the case of most, they're afraid of the pain and this, that, and the other, and some of them have already been suffering it since day one. But not so the Blessed Virgin Mary. Recently, I heard some Protestant talking on television about the pains of the Blessed Mother. What an ignoramus. The Blessed Mother was immaculate. She had no original sin, no actual sin. There was no pain, absolutely no pain. She didn't have morning sickness. She didn't have any of that nonsense that you women, who are great sinners, have and had. The Blessed Mother was magnificently happy and healthy. And so, but nevertheless, she knows the time is coming. And so, she's already filled with joy. And so these days are very, very wonderful and holy. The divine and holy expectation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this author from the 7th or 8th century was speaking about the fact that without Mary, there would be no nativity. There would be no redemption. And then there are these ignoramuses who say she is not the mediatrix of all graces, that she is not co-redemptrix of all mankind. They're Protestants who have crept into the church, Masons. Blast them where they belong, O Lord, and O Blessed Mother, thou destructress of all heresy. Amen. And so, today we are filled with joy because the Blessed Mother is filled with joy. And in just a few days, she will give light, as the original word. And Jesus comes through her as light does through a glass, without breaking it. She will give light. And in Spanish, the term for giving birth is to give light. Dar a luz. To give light. And so the Blessed Mother gives light. She is the example of all motherhood. Even though the rest of us and the rest of women are with original sin and actual sin, not so the Blessed Mother. So we rejoice today as we continue on this second day of our novena in preparation of Christmas, that she is about to give light to the world. And indeed, she gives to the world the light. I am the light, says Christ. She gives light to the world. The world that was in darkness, that was enveloped in darkness. And most of them did not even know what was going on, as you can see there. They're all going about their business, doing this, doing that, not knowing anything, until the angels tell them. But she gives light to the world. The light which is Jesus Christ, our Lord. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.